As you may have noticed, not every INFP is the same, and there are good reasons for this. Not only is type itself more spectral anyway, but we all live our own unique lives, accruing the individual experiences that go on to inform who we are and what we value. However, there are also cognitive ways this type can differ. Some INFPs with a healthy relationship with their extroverted thinking would tend to score higher on conscientiousness. Conscientiousness is correlated with a higher judging score, and a higher judging score here would lead to them receiving an INFJ result instead of INFP. And some INFPs dip so far down into introverted thinking as to come across to many as much an INTP as they are an INFP, because many people look to the degree to which a function is used to determine whether a person is one type or another, rather than the nature of that function. This video is going to break down for you four variations of this cognitive type, as well as present two additional variations that operate more from a state of cognitive balance. However, before I proceed, I do need to illuminate some differences between CPT subtypes and those of some other systems. Firstly, these subtypes are not static. It is perfectly natural to find yourself shifting across these preferences at different stages of your life. Whereas type is a relatively discrete category, subtype is much more continuous, and therefore fluid and mobile. Secondly, while of course every subtype is going to have its own respective advantages, and oftentimes a subtype is formed from a positive adaptation to our circumstances, the emphasis of CPT is more upon individuation. As such, while you may very well find yourself within one of these subtypes, you should use this position as an assistive tool towards your own cognitive development, rather than a fixed endpoint. So the first subtype we're going to be looking at is the convergent variant of the INFP. This is a subtype that effectively leans in to their auxiliary function, that is the introverted sensing lens to which their introverted feeling is assigned. This tends to manifest in an individual taking a high degree of responsibility for their own internal emotional experience, and tends to be the more naturally stubborn of the INFP variations. With introverted sensing here fully activated, there is more of a pull and tug between this function and the type's authority function of extroverted intuition. As such, this type tends to prefer a cohesive internal dialogue to disparate external exploration, and also tends to experience less in the way of analysis paralysis. Extroverted intuition and the introverted intuitive sub-authority that tends to feed this type the novel ideas remains very strong within this type. Nonetheless, the convergent INFP tends to have a bit of an easier time deciding upon what internal experiences they find personally meaningful. And again, therefore, internal experience here is more cohesive than disparate. It is the convergent subtype that tends to enjoy strongest the INFP home cinema experience, and the type can spend hours on end oscillating between introverted sensing and introverted intuitive informed introverted feeling states. Since this type has a strong preference for the convergent functions, the primary domain of the ego complex, the axis between the dominant and opposing functions is therefore a little bit more rigid. As such, while the convergence of this type does allow for greater decision-making in the realm of personal meaning, rendering extroverted thinking convergent enough in order to act upon this meaning can be somewhat more difficult here. The flip side of this axial rigidity, however, is an easy access to this type's introverted dip functions, namely introverted thinking and introverted intuition. The SI activation of this type allows for a more fluid and dynamic relationship with the type's opposing introverted functions. As such, this type can have a more existential and scientific slant, seeking to align who they are with what they know. However, this greater introverted fluidity here can result in an even stronger disconnect from extroverted sensing and even extroverted feeling. As such, this type can experience both external concrete reality and the social world as a whole in a much more murky way than others. It is the convergent INFP that can be so immersed within their own internal headspace as to completely lose a sense of external surroundings and even social input from other people. And this subtype can very much struggle on a communication front as well. Furthermore, the FI centricity of this variant allows for extroverted feeling data to be more effectively filtered out according to the INFP's introverted feeling values. And as such, this particular subtype is less likely to value external social harmony entirely for its own sake. On the whole, this makes for a highly imaginative and intellectually curious subtype that can be a little bit prone to neglecting certain elements of their physical and social surroundings. While extroverted thinking convergence, and thus, for example, execution of one's goal, can here fall a little bit by the wayside, Extroverted thinking, extroverted intuitive divergence remains very strong within this subtype. As such, this variation of the INFP does remain very attuned to external causality and perfectly eager and happy to generate creative potential in external reality. And on the other end of the spectrum lies the divergent subtype. Rather than existing in a kind of cognitive pull and tug between the auxiliary and authority function, as in the case of the former subtype, the divergent INFP bypasses much of the introverted sensing auxiliary in full embrace of the any authority function. This is the more naturally scattered and exploratory variant of the INFP, and also the more extroverted too. This type is more likely to embrace their extroverted intuition and extroverted thinking to such an extent as to more commonly mistype as an ENFP than anything else. However, it is important to note the attitudinal preferences of this type are more divergent in general. With introverted sensing being relatively bypassed, this type's introverted feeling, ordinarily more convergent, tends to fall into a somewhat more divergent state alongside a more murky introverted intuition. And as such, INFPs with this subtype tend to be not as incrementally adaptive or as concretized in the first place as more convergent variants. Here, much of internal concrete is effectively subsumed by the external abstract, and while still possessing of a strong internal world, lack the emotional scientist persuasion contingent upon a more fully activated introverted sensing microscope. As limbic energies here are less convergent than other INFP variants, the self is no longer being as constantly reconceptualized as would be the case in, say, a convergent variant of the INFP. But nonetheless, the self does remain more of an ongoing concept than the introverted feeling authority-driven ENFP. Furthermore, while there is no doubt a greater external exploratory attitude here than in the convergent INFP, extroverted intuition still remains very much divergent and therefore much more observational than it is interactive. As such, the onus here tends to be more upon anticipating future potentials and playing with different possibilities, more than it does stepping onto the road of one possibility to see where it goes, as might any dominant. That being said, the embracing of the opposing functions in this subtype does tend to ensue a more fluid dominant axis, with a more accessible extroverted thinking lead state, sometimes making up for the extroverted intuitive authority pattern paralysis analysis. Here, the lack of convergent energies in the dominant functions essentially shift towards the opposing functions of extroverted thinking and extroverted intuition. And this actually does allow the INFP a greater amount of extroverted feeling dynamism. You see, INFPs as a whole have two priming positions from which they can access extroverted feeling. One of them is from the introverted feeling perspective, that is, conveying one's emotional state, for example. And the other one is from an extroverted thinking perspective. And as opposed to the convergent subtype, the divergent INFP can find extroverted feeling equally accessible from an introverted feeling perspective and an extroverted thinking one. And as a whole, this does allow for greater ease of expression and rational navigation of social environments. Furthermore, extroverted sensing is much less of a blind spot within this variant, with extroverted intuition much more easily dipping into its more externally precise counterpart. And this can also manifest in an INFP more willing to both create and participate in tangible, concrete experiences. But the caveat to this more externally reconciled subtype lies in the lack of introverted dipping. With introverted sensing not fully activated here, both introverted intuition and introverted thinking cannot be so easily consolidated in a precise manner. As such, internal clarity here does tend to be sacrificed in favor of external integration, and the type may prefer riding the waves of external contingency over internally establishing what is true and meaningful. Furthermore, while the embracing of this type's extroverted intuition can result in a fun and spontaneous personality, there can ensue a fear of not being taken seriously by other people, which can particularly affect this type's perception of their own competence. And now let us move on to subtype number 3, the diver variant of the INFP. The diver subtype, as the name implies, is an individual who essentially disregards the extroverted functions in favor of all of those introverted. Imagine a person with a highly antagonistic relationship with external reality. Here, the internal within is greater than the external without. As such, this individual tends to enjoy not only fully activated introverted sensing, but also extensive dipping into both introverted intuition and introverted thinking. Unlike the divergent subtype, these additional introverted functions are far from unconscious, but they do tend to be employed from a more existential introverted feeling center than for entirely their own sake. And this very hyper-introverted preference can manifest in a near-blindness to both extroverted sensing and, albeit to a lesser degree, extroverted feeling areas, as well as a much more rigid dominant axis. Imagine a person with a high degree of detachment from the external concrete as well as the external social. While the convergent INFP can certainly suffer partial blindness in these areas, it is much more amplified within this particular variant. Whereas the convergent and divergent INFP subtypes tend to find attitudinal preferences shifting between opposing and dominant functions, the diver INFP finds the attitude to shift between opposing orientations. As such, here the entirety of external reality that can be consciously perceived is much more divergent, and the entirety of introverted reality that can be consciously perceived is much more convergent. However, convergent activity is still strongest within introverted feeling and introverted sensing. As such, the diver INFP manifests most strongly the classic extroverted thinking inferior of MBTI, with the conceptualization of ideas and meaning being amplified at the expense of the ability to take action upon them. While extroverted intuition still exerts a creative influence on this type, both larger and smaller scopes of external reality tend to be experienced much more evanescently. In fact, the greatest influence of extroverted intuition here pertains much more to the introverted intuitive sub-authority than it does the active exploration and observation of external reality. And the diver INFP is probably the closest you're going to come to a true introverted loop. However, loops and such things do not exist in the literal sense. Even diver subtypes still experience external reality. They are not entirely autonomous from it. Even in this most extreme of introverted subtypes, you're still going to be using extroverted functions, and you're still going to be conscious of them. While the previous subtypes all exhibit a strong preference for one function over another one, the ambivert is the true neutral variation of the INFP. Residing closer to the center between the INFP and ENFJ, that is, the same function is just flipped in orientation, this particular subtype tends to experience much less disconnect from either internal or external reality. In fact, the degree to which they are an INFP or ENFJ depends entirely upon the stimuli in question. Should they be confronted with extroverted feeling data, the type would tend to become more of an extroverted feeling dominant, whereas absent such stimulation, they would fall into a natural introverted feeling dominant state. And this applies very much to all of the other functions too. As one orientation flips, so does the opposite. And when the type is in an extroverted feeling lead state, they would tend to find both introverted thinking and introverted intuition both more conscious and authoritative. However, the caveat of this very flexibility lies in the potential neutrality of this subtype. Rather than oscillating between two FI and FE dominants, absent development, for example, the type may actually struggle to fully activate either extreme to its fullest potential. Therefore, the potential trade-off here is a kind of cognitive neutrality, whereby the dip functions, for example, introverted feeling into extroverted feeling, extroverted intuition into introverted intuition, must be trained in order for the type to access them to their fullest potential. But that being said, I have known ambiverted INFPs who do not seem to exhibit any such neutrality at all, rather jumping happily between fully activated ENFJ and INFP modalities. Furthermore, since it is the access point itself being changed here in response to environmental factors, whereas one INFP may find themselves dipping into extroverted feeling across all different contexts in a natural expression of an introverted feeling center, the ambiverted INFP may actually find themselves losing touch with self-concept altogether in the presence of social stimuli. But that all being said, the ambiverted position does allow for a greater degree of holistic functional access and could be argued to be the most naturally set up for individuation of the other subtype variants. As such, while many ambiverted INFPs may find themselves to be truly neutral, sacrificing as they are cognitive intensity for flexibility, there will yet be other INFPs who seem to jump between an extreme ENFJ modality one second and an INFP one the next. And now let us turn our attention to the default INFP. Not every INFP is going to have a subtype, after all three of the four subtypes we just explored, stem from positions of extreme cognitive attitudinal preferences. In fact, many INFPs are not so extreme, rather enjoying a degree of balance between dominant and opposing functions. While the SI auxiliary, the default INFP, is not so much leaned into as it would be in the case of, say, a convergent subtype, it still remains generally activated, albeit in a manner more naturally oscillating with introverted intuition, particularly in more dormant states. Similarly, the extroverted intuitive authority of this type is neither tyrannical nor subdued. The default INFP remains very receptive to the open-ended nature of reality, while not exactly possessing the addiction to disparate exploration of the more divergent subtype. However, there are also here less preferences for dipping in either extroverted or introverted directions. And as such, absent cognitive development, the gateways of the default INFP tend to be a lot more neutral. As such, the default INFP may not enjoy introverted thinking and introverted intuitive fluidity in the same way as the diver subtype, nor extroverted feeling, extroverted sensing fluidity in the same manner as the divergent subtype. The dominant axis here will be more fluid than convergent variants, but less fluid than divergent variants. Ultimately, here it is the functions outside of the default cognitive layout that are aversive to this type, rather than functions of either a certain orientation or attitude. Ultimately, subtypes tend to amplify areas of cognition at the expense of another one. While type itself is a set of cognitive restrictions, and as I like to say, the best type, after all, is no type, subtypes take these restrictions to the next extreme. While it can feel reassuring to chart ourselves on a subtype spectrum, ultimately we must use the position that we find ourselves in order to aid us in our journey of individuation. And of course, this is far easier said than done. Sometimes it's extremely difficult for us to objectively perceive the ways in which we are relying on one function over another one, the areas of cognitive resistance within our mind. But this is where such metrics come in very useful, because then we can see the subtype we are inhabiting at any one point and the points of cognitive resistance that subtype implies. While every subtype has its own respective advantages, and it may even be appropriate in certain phases of our lives to lean on one function over another one, generally the more barriers and imbalances that can be overcome, the more effectively we can adapt to the challenges that life presents to us. The individuated INFP can adapt and transform the self one minute and see the new values and desires realized in external reality the next. The individuated INFP can employ extroverted intuition in order to generate meaningful concepts, for example, and then dip into the ENFJ-like introverted intuitive target function in order to render that concept both actionable and feasible. Introverted feeling can dip into extroverted feeling in order to authentically express itself and navigate the social landscape. Extroverted sensing can be brought to consciousness, allowing for deep, prolonged states of intense external concentration, maximization of external, tangible, concrete experience. A true feeling of embodiment in reality. Individuation is not about using all functions at exactly the same time. It is simply about unlocking the doorways of your mind and ultimately use our brains to their fullest potential. So that concludes the video. I really hope you enjoyed it. And if you know anyone who you think might benefit from the contents of the video, be sure to share it with them as well. If you yourself are interested in what type you might be, or just like to know about how your type applies specifically to you, I do offer dedicated typing services. And if you're interested in further developing your type, illuminating and overcoming areas of cognitive resistances, I also offer dedicated type coaching as well. And for those of you who would like to support the channel and the theory on that additional level, CPT is also on Patreon. I do a live stream over there every month, and we also have our dedicated, cozy little Discord server too. So that is it for me, and I'll be back in a few weeks. For now, take care of yourself.